morning and welcome to Rabbi Sacks' Sunday morning shiur. This morning shiur is being sponsored by Fran and Jerry Weinberg in memory of Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yitzchak Tzvi Weinberg. May his neshama have an aliyah from the learning this morning. I also want to announce that Rabbi Sacks' Chelek Sheni on Arvei Kesachim is available. Anybody who wants it for $15, you can see me. It's here on the box. And B'chavad Gadol, Rav Sacks, this morning's topic is Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, thank you. The Gemara Mesachim and Daf Kuftes discusses the obligation of Simcha on each and every Yontif, and we'll see that this mitzvah greatly impacts on the Kedushas Hayom of the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara tells us that the Iker mitzvah of Simcha, of course, is on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the time that one is Ola L'Regel. You enter Yerushalayim, you ascend to the Beis HaMikdash, you offer Karbanos, and that is considered to be the ideal form of Simcha, because after all, the Torah tells us the Samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Simcha always means that a person finds himself Bifnei Hashem. And therefore, it's not coincidental that on Yantif, we leave our homes, we ascend to Yerushalayim to go to Beis HaMikdash, we find ourselves Bifnei Hashem. Indeed, the Gemara tells us in Moikatn Daf Yedalit that a Kohen Gadol doesn't observe the routine Nihuge Avelus. And the Gemara has a stunning phrase that a Kohen Gadol b'shar yemos hashana ki Yisrael b'regel damya. A Kohen Gadol each and every day is comparable, equivalent to each one of us during the time of Yontif. In explaining this Gemara, Soloveitchik explains simply as follows, that Simcha is being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Simcha, of course, is Soser, Avelus. When is it that we find ourselves literally Bifnei Hashem? On Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot during Yantif, where there is, in fact, a mitzvah of Ali L'Regel. The Kohen Gadol uniquely, however, is not Ol L'Regel three times a year. Rather, as the Rambam writes, the Kohen Gadol always finds himself in the Mikdash Hashem. Each and every day, the Kohen Gadol offers a Minchas Chavitin, or a Tzofer on his behalf, and therefore, if he is always Bifnei Hashem, it's impossible to have the standard routine Nihuge Avelus. And that is why the Gemara tells us that Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa. That phrase, the Gemara tells us, does not mean simply eating meat, but rather it means Bisar HaKarbanos. V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Sham, V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. What about this Zman Hazeh that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira tells us in Sachim Rav Kuftes that Ein Simcha Ela Biyayin. We're forced to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha in other ways, without Hakravas HaKarbanos, without Aliyah L'Regel. Simcha, of course, is a mitzvah in HaTorah, V'samachta B'chagecha, but what about Simcha Bizman Hazeh? When you don't have a Beis HaMikdash and you're forced to rely on other forms of Simcha, is that a mitzvah in HaTorah, or is that only Drabanan? And this is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. The Rambam maintains in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif that Simcha Bizman Hazeh is Min HaTorah. The Rambam and the Ran explain as well that ideally, Beis HaMikdash, Hakravas HaKarbanos, but Simcha is not limited to that experience. Even Bizman Hazeh, there is a mitzvah Min HaTorah of Simcha. And Tosos Moikatn Daf Yedal Mabeis disagrees and maintains that is not true. Without Mikdash, without Aliyah L'Regel, without Hakravas HaKarbanos, Simcha Bizman Hazeh is only Durabanan. This machlokes has a fascinating nafkamina as follows. The Gemara describes in that sugi Moikatn Yedalit, what if Rachmana Litzlan, a person becomes an avil during Yantiv? The person is faced with contradictory obligations. On the one hand, a mitzvah of Simcha, on the other hand, Chiyuve Avelus, and both cannot coexist. The Gemara tells us that Asi Mitzvah Derabim, V'dachi Mitzvah Diyachid. The mitzvah of Simcha, because it's a mitzvah derabim, that takes precedence over Avelus, which is a mitzvah diyachid. So it's fascinating. The Gemara does not mention one is Daraisa, one is Drabanan. The Gemara says the difference between Simcha versus Avelus is Rabim versus Yachid. And here you find the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosus. Is the Gemara contrasting two mitzvos Daraisa or only two mitzvos Drabanan? The Rambam argues in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, as mentioned, Simcha Bizman Hazeh is Min HaTorah. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avelus, as well as the beginning of Perek Hei of Hilchos Avel, there the Rambam writes that Avelus Yom Rishon is also Daraisa. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara poses a dilemma to mitzvos min ha-Torah. Simcha, avelos, simcha derabim takes precedence over avelos diachid. According to Tosos, simcha bizman hazeh is only derabanan. But Tosos also assumes that avelos is only derabanan as well. And therefore, the Gemara raises that issue. Simcha or avelos, we are not dealing with two mitzvos min ha-Torah, but rather two mitzvos derabanan. So both agree that Rambam and Tosos, Rabim takes precedence over Yachid, but a critical issue is the Gemara dealing with two mitzvos min ha-Torah or two mitzvos derabanan. What would a possible difference be between the Rambam and Tosos? After all, they both agree that Simcha takes precedence over Avelos. The question is the following. The Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos. What happens if Rachmana Litzlan one is Nifter on the very last day of Yantif, Yantif Sheni Shogalios? Where the Gemara writes in Beis and Davav that you can have Kfura Sameis, even Al Yedei Yisrael, on the last day of Yantif. What would you say under those conditions? The last day of Yantif, the mitzvah of Simcha is only Derabanan. The entire Kedushas Hayom of that Yantif is only Derabanan. Now what do you have? Well, according to the view of the Gaonim, the Rambam Shita, now you have Simcha Derabanan and Avelos Daraisa. The Halachos Gedolos writes, under those circumstances, Avelos takes precedence over Simcha. When can you argue that Simcha will beat Avelos? That's only when both are Min HaTorah. But if you have a case where the Kedushas Hayom of Yantif is only Derabanan and Avelos is Daraisa, that's the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos, that the Nihugi Avelos are Doche Yantif. That is the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. And of course, Tosus disagrees. Tosus maintains that Avelos is only Drabanan. And therefore, even on the concluding day of Yantif, you have Simcha Drabanan, juxtaposed against Avelos Drabanan, the mitzvah Drabim Drabanan of Simcha will take precedence over the mitzvah of Avelos. And in fact, this is a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Raman, the end of Tokos Avelos and Shin Sarites, where the Mechaber quotes the Shita of Halachos Gedolos and the Rama quotes the Shita of Tosus, that even under such conditions, we celebrate the mitzvah of Simcha, and that is Doche Nihuge Avelos. There is a further Tosus. We've discussed in the past the sugya in Brachos regarding Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara tells us as follows, that Rabbi Eliezer bala beis haknesses v'lo matzah be'asara. Rabbi Eliezer came to shul, the sugya in Brachos, daf mem zayin, and there was no minion that was present. Shichrer avdo v'hashlimo la'asara. He freed his eved in order to secure the minyan. The Gemara says the following, how is that possible? After all, doesn't the Torah tell us, Kol ha-meshachar avdo over besei shene'emar lo'olom behem tavodu? Isn't it an issa daraisa to free your eved? The Gemara answers, mitzvah shani. The tzorach mitzvah, one is allowed to go ahead and do so. It's interesting, that sugi appears twice in Shas. In the sugi in Brachos Mem Zayin, in the sugi in Gitnadav Lamedches. The sugi Gitnadav Lamedches, that's the end of the sugi, mitzvah shani, period. When you look in the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara has an additional kasha in Teretz. The Gemara says, mitzvah shani? What is that called? When a person attempts to do a mitzvah, in doing so he does an avera. The Gemara says, mitzvah haba, the avera. How can you go ahead and perform an avera? Freeing an eved for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Gemara answers, mitzvah derabim shani. This tzibur, that is the mitzvah derabim, and that takes precedence over the halacha of eyachi. What exactly does that mean? So Tosus and the Rash are both bothered as the following. Freeing an Eved is an Issa D'Araisa, La'olam Bahem Ta'avotu. The need for Tzibur, Tzibur B'Tzibur, is that a Chiyuv D'Araisa? Tosus writes at most, that is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And yet the Gemara answers, Mitzvah D'Rabim Shani. So don't you see from the Gemara that a Mitzvah D'Rabim D'Rabbanan can take precedence over a mitzvah diyachid daraisa. So Tosos writes in Brachos Mem Zayin, Mikan Kasha Lahalachos Gedolos. This is against Halachos Gedolos. What was his position? On the last day of Yantif, where Avelos is Min HaTorah, and Simcha is only Drabanan, obviously the mitzvah Min HaTorah will trump a mitzvah Drabanan. Tosos says, you see from that stir of Abelazah, that certainly is not true. Here you're dealing with a mitzvah derabim derabanan, that is docha mitzvah diyachid daraisa, and therefore Tosus maintains, not only because of my shita, that simcha avelos is drabanan, even if you maintain that no, avelos is daraisa, but a mitzvah da rabbanan de rabim, like the last day of Yontif, and that element of simcha will take precedence over a mitzvah de yachid daraisa. That is the chiddush of Tosfos Hashita, that you can disagree with Halachos Gedolos on two grounds. Number one, you could argue Avelus is Darabanan, but even if you grant his position Avelus is Daraisa, a mitzvah Darabim will always take precedence over a mitzvah Diyachid, even if the mitzvah Darabim is only Darabanan. How is it that one would answer that kasha according to Halachos Gedolos? So if you look in the Ran, in Gitna, Daf Lamed Ches, the Ran explains the Gemara in a very different way. When the Gemara tells us, isn't that a problem of the Olam Bem Tavodu? And the Gemara answers, Mitzvah Shani. What exactly does that mean? So Tosfos says that you have a conflict, you have a dilemma. On the one hand, you have a mitzvah. On the other hand, you have an Isra of freeing the Eved, and it's a question of which one will take precedence over the other. The Ran writes, that's not what the Gemara means at all. And the Ran compares the halacha of the Olam Bem Tavodu to the Isra of Lo Sechanim. When it comes to Lo Sechanim, the Gemara explains various drashos, the sugya, for example, in Avodah Zarah and Avchav. Lo Sechanim means that, number one, we're not about to give the Umos HaOlam a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael, a very critical kiddush that the Gemara writes, not to give them a chanoya ba'aretz. Further, the Gemara says Lo Sechanim means one is not allowed to give an akum a matnas chinam. One is not allowed to go ahead and give simply a gift. The Ran writes as follows. What happens if a person is giving something to that akum, but out of a sense of self-motivation? He's not doing so altruistically as a gift, but rather I'm doing so to accommodate my own need. In such a case, that is not called osechanim. It is not called a matnas chinam, and that is not considered to be the iser. The great kiddush of the Ran is the following. This is also true of La Olam Behem Ta'avodu. If, for example, I free the Eved altruistically because I feel that he should not be an Eved, the Torah tells us no, La Olam Behem Ta'avodu. But if I am freeing the Eved for a selfish reason or Litzorech Mitzvah for my personal betterment, in such a case, then you do not violate the Isra of La Olam Behem Ta'avodu at all. And therefore, that's what the Gemara means, mitzvah shani. It doesn't mean to say that a mitzvah can override another. It means to say that if a person is doing so, litzorech mitzvah, he does not violate the iser of the olam ben tavodu at all. See, if you understand the Gemara in that fashion, that litzorech mitzvah there is no avera at all, you have lost your model for a mitzvah derabim derabanan taking precedence over a mitzvah diyachid daraisa. And that, Pashup Shad, is what the Ran would explain, the view of Halachos Gedolos. If you really have a conflict between two different mitzvahs, we would not argue that a mitzvah derabanan could take precedence over a mitzvah daraisa. The Gemara says simply that the conflict doesn't exist because there is no iser of la'olam bahem ta'avodu. For example, the Gemara writes in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, let's assume you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So the Gemara says, you know that Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin is stuck. He can't marry a Shivcha, he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. The Gemara says, Yibatel, tell him not to get married. Lo Nivra Ha'olam Elashem Periyav Rivya. He has to get married, he's obligated to get married. So therefore the Gemara says, Kofinis Rabo Meshacharo. So therefore you insist on freeing the Eved. The Ran explains it's not because Pruvu, for example, is Dochit. It means if you're freeing the Eved with Tzorech Mitzvah, that is not considered to be within the framework of La'olam Bahem Tavodu. That is the Chiddush of the Ran, and that will resolve our difficulty according to Halachos Gedolos.
Yes.
Correct. Right. So that's a very good kasha. Now, that all of this fits in very well with the Sugin Gittin. The Ran comments in Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches. As I mentioned, two different gersos from the Gemara. In Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara ends Mitzvah Shani, period. Mitzvah Shani, period. But the Gemara Brachos asks the Kasha, what do you mean? Isn't this a Mitzvah Haba Be'aveira? Why is it a Mitzvah Haba Be'aveira? We just explained that there is no Aveira at all under these conditions. And why does the Gemara have to say that Mitzvah derabim shani? If it's the Sorek Mitzvah, a person doesn't violate the halacha of La'olam Bahem Ta'avodah. This Gemara also appears in the beginning of Chagig and Avbeiz, And if you look in the Tzuri Evin, the Chibur B'Shagas Aryeh, he raises that kasha, and this is found in one line of the Magen Avram. In the beginning of Aruch Chaim, in Siman Tzadik, the Magen Avram writes that the Gemara Brachos is difficult according to the Ran. How do you resolve the Gemara Brachos according to the Ran? In the back of the Sefer Tzuri Evin, there are Ha'aros of the Imre Baruch, or Baruch Frankel. And he explains the Gemara as follows. The Ran's Yisod is certainly true. If a person is doing something with Tzorech, he doesn't violate La'olam Bahem Ta'avodim. You know what the difficulty here is the following. Why is it called the Tzorech? What's the Tzorech? A mitzvah. Why is that called the Tzorech? After all, freeing the Eved is an Isser. So the Tzorech is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to free the Eved, but it's also a mitzvah to allow the Eved to remain, the Olam Bem Tavodu. Either way, it's a mitzvah. In principle, you're right. If it would be L'tzorech mitzvah, you could free this Eved. But in this condition, either option, each alternative, is L'tzorech mitzvah. Good, there's a mitzvah of Purvu, and there's a mitzvah of Tzibah B'tzibur, but there's a mitzvah of La'olam Behem Tavodu as well. Why do you argue that this is considered to be L'tzorech? After all, I can accommodate a mitzvah by not freeing the Eved as well. The mitzvah of La'olam Behem Tavodu. Unless you could demonstrate that mitzvah B is a mitzvah chamura. The new mitzvah overrides the other mitzvah. Then you can argue it's the tzorech mitzvah. If I have two options, and each one is a mitzvah, and I tell you, therefore I can do A, I'll immediately question you, why do A? B also is a mitzvah. What's my answer? No, A is an elevated mitzvah. A is a mitzvah chamura. Therefore, it justifies overriding B. That's what the Hagos of Imre Baruch writes is the answer according to the Ran. What do you mean Letzorech Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to maintain this individual as an Eved as well. The answer is Mitzvah Derab Ben Shani. The answer is I will prove to you that Mitzvah B overrides Mitzvah A, and therefore it's considered to be Letzorech Mitzvah, and therefore you can be Meshachra the Eved. That is how the Ran would understand that Sugya in Brachos. True, in principle it has to be Letzorech Mitzvah. But if you have a mitzvah at each turn, you have to demonstrate that one mitzvah will override the other. In fact, when you look at that Mishnah, in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, you have a chatzev chatzev ben chorin, kof nesrabu l'shacharo. Why? Because of Puravu. And then the Mishnah gets so dramatic. The Mishnah tells us, after all, lo nivra ha'olam el shem piri yavirivya, that's why the world was created, shenemar, lo sohu v'ra l'sheves yitzara. Why does the Mishnah have to be so dramatic? That's why the world was created. Why does the Mishnah have to quote the Pasuk of Sheves, not found in Chumash, quote the Pasuk of Purvu? The answer is, you know what? It's not enough that it's a mitzvah. Maintaining an Eved also is a mitzvah. You have to demonstrate that this mitzvah on the hierarchy, right, is something that is a mitzvah rabbah that can take precedence over another. For that, the Mishnah tells us, Lo nivra olam. For that, the Mishnah cites the pasuk of Lo sohu vara v'sheves yitzara. So, a fascinating distinction, right, regarding the mitzvah of simcha daraisa drabanan and the various ways of understanding that gemara, the story of Rabbi Eliezer. So, according to the Rambam Shita, simcha b'zman hazeh daraisa. According to Tosfos, it is only drabanan. This also is quite relevant when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, because if I were to ask you, is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? When the Torah tells us to samachta bechagecha, is the reference to Rosh Hashanah as well, or would one argue, no, Pesach Shavuos in Sukkot? To an extent, this machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, is quite relevant. In the following, Tosfos' view that the mitzvah of simcha bizman hazeh is only drabanan. Why is that true? Because simcha, by its very essence, by its very definition, requires Aliyah L'Regel, Beis Hamikdash, V'samach B'ifnei Hashem Elokecha, Hakravas HaKrabanos. Well, those obligations do not exist on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. There are no such karbanos that individually offer on Rosh Hashanah. And if you're going to argue that Simcha and Aliyah L'Regel always go hand in hand, one apparently would be inclined to argue that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is yes, but Rosh Hashanah, no? If, however, you argue that no, you know, Aliyah L'Regel is an example of Simcha, But simcha can manifest itself in many other ways, even without the Beis HaMikdash, even Bizman Hazeh, then perhaps there's an allowance, the possibility that, you know, simcha could even exist on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur as well. It would appear from the Rambam that there's a mitzvah of simcha even on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur as well. A mitzvah's simcha. The Rambam implies this in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontif, and the Rambam perhaps is more explicit in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. In Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam writes, I want you to know, simcha applies each and every Yontif. And the Rambam writes that all the days of Pesach, Shiva Simeah Pesach, and Shmona Simeah Chag, all the days of Sukkot, the Rambam is dealing with the Mitzvah Min HaTorah, so 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, and then the Rambam writes, Im Shar Yomim Tovim, together with all the other Yomim Tovim. That's the language that the Rambam uses. All the days of Pesach, all the days of Sukkot, and of course, every other Yontif as well. What does the Rambam mean by every other Yontif? If you limit it to Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, the Rambam is discussing the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, and a single day of Shavuos, that's it. That's what the Rambam refers to as every other Yontif. A diuk in the Rambam. It seems to indicate that perhaps no, it embraces Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. Many Yom and Tovim. But this is more explicit in the Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah. Because you know the Rambam is troubled. Why is it that we do not recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? The Sugyan Erech in Adav Yud. Why should one recite Hallel? You know, when you read the Gemara, the starting point is, obviously there should be a Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. And the fact that we don't do so has to be justified. And what is the justification? Sifrei Chaim Umeisim Psuchim Lefanai Batem Omim Shira. It's a time of din. It's not a time that one should necessarily recite Hallel. But when you see the Gemara, you're struck as follows, that the starting point of the Gemara is, of course there should be Hallel. And if there isn't, somehow we have to explain that why is that the case. Just like the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalev, the Gemara questions, why in the world don't you recite Hallel on Purim? Right? Because we would have assumed, of course you should say Hallel on Purim. And you need justification. 3 reasons of the Gemara, why it is omitted. Rosh Hashanah, perhaps I would argue, the burden of proof is on you to demonstrate that you should recite Hallel. After all, this is Yomim Noraim, this is Yemei Hadin. Why should it be recited at all? The Gemara seems to indicate that no, in principle, we would understand Hallel's recitation, even on Rosh Hashanah. You know the Ramban, the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvot, that writes, what is driving the mitzvah of Hallel? The Ramban writes, Hallel is a form of simcha. Whenever there is a mitzvah of simcha, one is obligated to recite Hallel. The Rambam explains the view of Halachos Gadolos that writes, Hallel is min HaTorah, because Hallel is part of the mitzvah of simcha. How do you express simcha? Only by eating and drinking. The Rambam writes, that's called Simchas Kresa. That's the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif. That's Simcha of the stomach. That's not the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of the Simcha is Shevach, Hodah, Hallel. And therefore the fact that the Gemara is troubled, why Simcha is, Hallel is omitted, indicates that there is an element of Simcha. The Rambam phrases as follows, that Rosh Hashanah is a time of Simcha, but yet it is not Simcha Yisera. It's not a time of abundant joy. It's a balanced, it's a tempered simcha. On the one hand, it's considered to be part of Yontif. After all, we began by discussing Avelos. Rachman al-Islam, a person is an Avelos, and all of a sudden Rosh Hashanah comes. Rosh Hashanah severs Avelos. Shiva, Shloshim, comes to an end. What is it that is so sir Avelos? Simcha. Shabbos doesn't disrupt Avelos. Why does Yontif disrupt Avelos? The answer is because simcha and Avelos cannot coexist. That's not only true of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that's true of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. There will be Mevato Shiva, Mevato Shloshim. And therefore, in that case, does not indicate that there's an element of Simcha. That is the challenge, no doubt, of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, there's an element of Simcha. On the other hand, the acknowledgement that these are Yemei Hadin. And that is the critical balance. The Mechaber begins Rosh Hashanah telling us the following. Ochlin, Shosin, Usmechin, Ve'ein Mesamin. A person has to rejoice, a person has to have a Suda. One should not fast in Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramah quotes the Chumash tradition of Yesh Omrim, Mitzvah, Lihisanos. Maybe it's preferable to fast. during the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. Right? 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. Whether it's a mitzvah to eat during the day of Rosh Hashanah, or whether it's a mitzvah to fast. The Mishnah Berurah raises the following issue. It's Machlokes Achronim. What if a person forgets Yalav Yavol during the day Suda of Rosh Hashanah? Does he have to be Chozer? Does he not? Because we always learn that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course you have to repeat the benching. Why? Because the Machab writes in Kuf Peches, there's a Chiyuv Suda. Is there a Chiyuv Suda in Rosh Hashanah? What about Shabbos Shudas? Even though we wash for Shabbos Shudas, the Mechaber writes in Reis Sadi Aleph that no, there's some Shittas. The Rosh and the Mordechai, you don't have to wash for Shabbos Shudas. So Kuf Peches, the Mechaber writes, the Dieved, if you forgot Ritzei at Shabbos Shudas, you can rely on those other Shittas. So even though we watch, you don't repeat Berachas HaMazon if you forget Ritzei. What about when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? After all, the Ramah quotes at Chumash Hadesh that it's a mitzvah to fast during the day of Rosh Hashanah. So Mishnah Berurah presents that at night one would have to be chozer during the day. Machlokes Achronim, Tudeos. As to whether one be chozer if he fails to mention Yalav Yavol, because perhaps there's a mitzvah, Lihisanos. So on the one hand, an element of Simcha, on the other hand, concept of Yimei Hadin. The Rosh, in the very end of Rosh Hashanah, discusses the Machlokes in the Gaonim, whether you recite in Kiddush and in Davening, Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sasa. The minhag in the yeshivas of Surim Pambadisa was to recite this even on Rosh Hashanah, to say Moadim L'Simcha. And we follow the practice of Rav Haigon, we don't state Moadim L'Simcha. We say Udvarcha Emes, Tekayim Lo'ad. We don't mention overtly Simcha at all. It's interesting, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, where the Machaber writes, we don't recite Moadim L'Simcha, the Vilna Gaon just writes, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, he refers you to the Gemara of Hallel. Just like the Gemara says, we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, therefore we don't expressly, overtly state Moadim L'Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a time of Simcha Yisera, but no doubt there is an element of Simcha that exists even during Rosh Hashanah itself. So on the one hand, Ochlin V'Shosim, Smechin Rosh Hashanah, on the other hand, we don't recite Hallel, we wear clothing similar to Bigdei Yom Tov, but at the same time, we don't recite Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sasam. On one hand, we realize the seriousness of Yimei Hadin, on the other hand, that Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Avelos. That is the tension, that's the dialectic of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On the one hand, the time of great Simcha, on the other hand, the challenge, the seriousness of Tshuva, that concept of Yimei Hadin. And therefore, that is the balance that we express at this time. But no doubt that this is also true when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar. Shofar, as you know, right, is made up of the Kol HaTkiyah and the Kol HaTruah. And the Tkiyah and the Truah no doubt represent very different elements of Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyah also elicits a sense of Simcha. After all, the Torah tells us in Parshas Paloscha, Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvimoadechem, Uvroshechashechem, Utekatem. Tkiyah is always reminiscent of Simcha. Teka b'shofar, Godol Cheruseinu. You read the Psukim of Shofros, Gilishina, Simcha. That's evident in the call of the Tkiyah. And then you come to the call of the Truah. Truah, of course, we know is a broken sound. What is it supposed to represent? The Gemara writes in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, the Truah, Yom Truah Yelachem, the Targum is Yom Yevava Yehei Lachon, a day of crying. And since crying can be made up of Gunuchei Gonach, moaning sounds, Yiluli Yalil, shorter spurts of cries, that is why we blow the Shvarim and the Truah. The Shvarim and the Truah are supposed to represent crying on Rosh Hashanah as a result of the Emas Hadin. And therefore, that relationship, the interplay between the Tkiyah and the Truah, represents the two different elements of Yimei Hadin, the Simcha, but also the realization of the seriousness of Yimei Hadin. And the Gemara, of course, always tells us that a Truah can never be blown alone. A Truah must always be surrounded by a Pshuta Lefoneh, a Pshuta Lachareh, it's true, Yom Truah Lachem, but it must be surrounded by the elements of Simcha that characterize the time of Rosh Hashanah itself. Just as it's true when it comes to the Kedusha Seyam of Rosh Hashanah, it is clearly evident in the Mitzvah Shofar, the relationship between Simcha and Din. If you look in the Rosh, the very end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi that writes, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael. This is the uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael. When it comes to Umos HaOlam, if they have a day of judgment, a person is summoned before a judge, it is a crushing day of Avelos. And yet, the uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael, the Yerushalmi writes, is our ability to experience Simcha on a Yom HaDin. That's Yerushalmi's example of our uniqueness. And on what basis do we do so? If it's Yom HaDin, what right do we have to engage in elements of Simcha? The language of the Rosh is the following. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ose Nisim, Umate Es Dinam Lekaf Slus. Because of a certain measure of confidence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim on this day. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invoke Amidas HaChesed, Amidas HaRachamim, and therefore, He will allow us to begin anew. He will grant us Slicha, Mechila, even if technically speaking, we are not fully deserving. When you view the opportunity of Tshuva as a function of the Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaChesed, certainly that elicits a great sense of Simcha. If the essence of Tshuva is V'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, so in such a case, what greater expression of Simcha than the opportunity to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, Yom HaDin, of course, is that time of great Simcha. If Simcha is characterized by Beis HaMikdash, of Aliyah L'Regel, of Avodas HaKarbanos, so why is it that on Rosh Hashanah there is no such mitzvah? So the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah Chavav as follows. You know that one could envision that one could use a keren of many different animals for the mitzvah of shofar. The Gemara tells us that one should not use a keren shel parah, that one should not use a calf's horn for the mitzvah of shofar. Why not? The Gemara applies the principle of ein kategor, nasa sanegor. It's inappropriate that the accuser should be the defense attorney. And therefore, if the Egel Hazav is reminiscent of the Cheta Egel, it should not be used as a tool for Ritzui, for Kapara. And therefore, many other animals yet, but not to use a Keren of an Egel. The Gemara raises the following Kasha. Another Halacha Vin Kategor Nasas an Egel, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, not Zahav, but rather Big Day Lavan. What's wrong with Big Day Zahav? The Gemara, Ein Kategor, Nasa Senegra, that also was reminiscent of Egel Hazav. It's not appropriate to seek Kapara through the use of Zahav, reminiscent of the Egel Hazav. The Gemara raises the following difficulty. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does not wear Big Day Zahav. Of course the Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Zahav. The exception is, when the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lifnai V'Lifnim, then he wears Big Day Lavan. What do you see from that? The whole halacha of Ein Kategor, Nasa Senegor, is limited to Avoda, not Avoda Samikdash, Avoda in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how can you apply it to the mitzvah of Shofar? We are not sounding the Shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're sounding the Shofar Bigvulin, outside of Mikdash, Bizman Hazeh. How can you apply the principle of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor to the mitzvah of Shofar? And the Gemara answers, Kevan Deluzi, Karon Asi, Kilifnim Dami. The mitzvah of Shofar is Lizikaron, Zichron Shrua, to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kilifnim Dami. Tzkiya Shofar is comparable to Avodah which is done in Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the Gemara writes. In Rosh Hashanah Chavav, Kilifnim Dami. Kilifnim Dami means, the mitzvah of Shofar means that we position ourselves Bifnei Hashem. If that's true, perhaps one could argue that, you know, on Yantiv, how is it that we find ourselves Bifnei Hashem, a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? We ascend to Yerushalayim, we enter the Beis HaMikdash, we find ourselves Bifnei Hashem.
But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, characterized by Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatza, a person can find themselves Bifnei Hashem even without Aliyah L'Regel, even without the unique mitzvah Hakrava Sakrabanas. After all, the mitzvah of Shofar Kilifnim Dami. And that is the ultimate simcha of being Bifnei Hashem. If the definition of simcha is being Bifnei Hashem and Yom HaKippurim, Kivayom Ezeh Yechap Aleichem, Letarasam Mikol Chatoseichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The same concept of Lifnei Hashem that is associated with Aliyah L'Regel is found in characterizing Yom Kippur, is found in the mitzvah of Shofar. If this is an opportunity that one can find themselves Bifnei Hashem, so therefore what greater element of simcha could one envision? And that, no doubt, is the balance, the challenge of simcha and din. That on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is Sosra Avelos, on the other hand, we realize the Ramah of Mitzvah Lehisanos. We realize the challenge of tshuva. We don't minimize, we don't underestimate that call. But the privilege of being Bifnei Hashem is how we characterize the time of Rosh Hashanah itself. Perhaps one could envision that even Tosos, that always requires Aliyah L'Regel for the mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore Tosos that maintains that on Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, Simcha b'zman hazeh is only drabanan, maybe not true, of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, where the Torah provides us with tools, with the vehicle of Bifnei Hashem, even without a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Yom Kippur is the time of the Yom HaDin, and how do we begin Yom HaKippurim? By reciting a bracha of Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu, no, the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, Shechiyonu is limited to mitzvos sheyesh bahem simcha. You don't recite a Shechiyonu. On a mitzvah, there's no element of simcha. The Men Ashkenaz, Tosus is not to recite Shechiyonu bris milah because tzar leinuka, because there's an element of tzar. And yet we recite a Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. We've discussed several times the mitzvah of Tosefes. We're obligated to begin Shabbos. We're obligated to begin Yontif early, but the real mitzvah in HaTorah, which is Mefurish B'Krav Tosefes, is found regarding Yom Kippur. V'nisim es nafshoseichem b'sishu l'chodesh b'erev. Begin Yom Kippur not on the 10th of Tishrei, but already on the 9th of Tishrei, a mitzvah of Tosefes. We usher in Yom Kippur earlier than otherwise it would arrive. You know what? All of that indicates the simcha of Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara's principle, agdumei pranis v'loma kadminan. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. We can't express Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. What do? You don't push up. You always delay an opportunity of Paranios. We'll express Tisha B'Av. We'll commemorate on Sunday, not at an earlier time. The Gonim are bothered. Why don't we do so when it comes to Tainus Esther? We discussed at length in Shir. Now, if Tainus Esther should fall out on a Shabbos, in such a case we don't delay the Tainus, but rather it is commemorated earlier. Maybe that indicates that Tainus Sibur is not a Tainus of Avelos, but rather a different type of Tainus, elements of Simcha. We begin Yom HaKippurim earlier, a mitzvah d'arais of Tosefes, a brach of Shechiyonu, in order to indicate exactly this element that tshuva is an awesome responsibility, but it's a privilege of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, it elicits a great sense of simcha, because Kadosh Baruch Hu invokes a midas harachamim. Rebbe is of the opinion, such a great kiddush, that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper le'enon shavim. The kedusha seyom is so potent, even without tshuva, there's a measure of kapar. If that's true, these are vehicles that elicit the greatest sense of simcha that one could envision. And therefore, even on Rosh Hashanah, even on Yom HaKippurim, we balance the tkia with the trua, the seriousness of the day, but also the opportunity for that sense of simcha. This is what we always try to acknowledge during this time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. You know, we begin Yom HaKippurim with Kol Nidrei. You know, if you didn't know the words of Kol Nidrei, and I were to ask you, what was the theme of Kol Nidrei? I don't think you would answer Hataras Nedarim. Now we begin with such a dramatic piyut of Kol Nidrei. You know, it must contain somehow Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofros, Ikari Emuna. And you read the text, right, of the Kol Nidrei as though it's a time of a Hataras Nedarim. You wonder that why the drama of Kol Nidrei associated with simple Hataras Nedarim. But perhaps Tzatzaris Nedarim is the model, right, of right, our call to tshuva. Imagine in today's business climate that a person could undo a deal with Pesach and Charata. Now, if I only would have realized how the markets would have crashed in such a case, I never would have done so. Good, so Hataras Nedarim. The Rabbanim would be very wealthy if we could perform a Hataras Nedarim on Mekach Umemka. No? But that's true when it comes to Hataras Nedarim. A person makes a neder, and then subsequently he says that, you know, I didn't realize, I had thought that things would turn differently, and yet this occurred. There's a sense of sincere Pesach HaCharata, and all of a sudden the Chacham is Oker Es HaNeder Me'ikara. After all, when it comes to Hafara, Hafara is Mikam Lahaba, from here on end. When it comes to Hataras Nedarim, it's Paka L'Mafreya. It's an amazing vehicle of Hataras Nedarim that a person retroactively can undo, right, an error. Right? That is the Yesod of Hafaras Nedarim, of Hataras Nedarim. That is konidre. That is the essence of tshuva. That a person can, with Pesach and Charata, be able to undo even a grievous error, l'mafreya, that zdonos nase kizuchuyos, and avera can be transformed into a mitzvah. In such a case, the fact that tshuva defies time, temporally allows you to go ahead into now, right, uproot an aver l'mafreya, what greater simcha could one envision of a samach lifnei Hashem lokecha than that koach of tshuva? And that is the model of Hataras Nedarim. Like, we begin with the tefillas kol nidre, as though we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just as a basar v'dam, a shofet, can be oker es haneder me'ikara, this is what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, even at times that some we fall short of the mark. And if that is true, no doubt, this is a responsibility, but the privilege of tshuva. How can Yom Kippur not elicit a great sense of simcha, of v'samach d'lifnei Hashem Elokecha? And therefore, that is the balance, no doubt, of tkiyah shofar. That is the element of the kedusha sayom of Yom HaKippurim, right? The possibility of lifnei Hashem titaru, or Ben Yonah writes, a special mitzvah tshuva when it comes to this time. But Rambam writes a time which is auspicious for tshuva. Tshuva is possible, right, every moment of each day. But there's certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tools. A tool of the mitzvah of shofar, kilifnim dami, a tool of dirsho Hashem behimatzo, a kedusha sayom that elicits that particular sense. When that is true, that is the balance of Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, an awesome responsibility, but every responsibility in life goes hand in hand with privilege. The most important things in life, as we know from so many experiences, require effort, require amelus, require diligence, and that certainly is true of the experience of being lifnei Hashem. So that, no doubt, is the Kedusha Sayom when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Simcha and each and every yontif, if it's true, that is something that obviously exists. There the tool is Aliyah L'Regel. The Simcha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, our tfilos, is the tfilas hatzibur, not approaching Kadosh Baruch Hu merely as a yachid, but rather as part of a collective whole. The mitzvah of shofar, not merely individually, but tzkiyah shofar in the tfilas hatzibur, al seder habrachos, vidui on Yom Kippur, not merely in the silent Shemone Esrei and the Chazaras Hashatz as well, in order to indicate that Tzibur also is a tool, a vehicle, to be able to experience that concept of the Samach Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. This is part of the challenge that we face when it comes to Yomim Narayim, to be able to adequately balance what seems to be almost an inherent contradiction, Simcha and Din. But we understand the message of tshuva, what din is supposed to represent, the concept of Hataras Nedarim, we find that not only are these not contradictory notions, but they perfectly complement each other. The fact that it's an opportunity to be able to find oneself bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezras Hashem, we should be zoche. That the Shana HaTova HaBalinu should be one, as the Gemara tells us, in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, Shetichwa Shana V'Kiloseh, Tachal Shana Brechoseh, it should usher in the ensuing year as the Shnas Chaim Shalom Abracha.
Amen. Excuse me.